Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A car crash in Pottstown, Montgomery County, led to a police officer being shot in a standoff that lasted for hours. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the story.
It started just after 5 p.m. Sunday when Pottstown police say they responded to a two-car crash at Beach Street and North Mount Vernon Street. Police on the scene struggled with a person in one of those cars who was reaching for a gun. That's when they say the suspect fled on foot to his home on Winding Road, and it was there where he fired that gun at officers, hitting one of them in the shoulder. Police returned fire but didn't hit the suspect. A neighbor named Hillary Lavender told NBC 10 she knows the shooter.
I live right next door to the shooter. I've known him for 4 years. He's very young. I can't believe he is throwing his life away.
Lavender says the suspect came by her home asking for money shortly before the car crash.
It's really scary, especially when he shows up to your house, like right before all this, and he has a gun on his waistband.
The shots fired at officers turned into a five-hour shelter in place for neighbors. Police say a person was detained following the standoff. That wounded officer is in stable condition. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Federal cuts have scuttled two big programs the Philadelphia Energy Authority was planning in Grays Ferry and Kensington. PEA's president tells City Council that other programs may have to be scaled back without more city funding. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
It is a tough time.
PEA President Emily Shapiro says climate measures in the Inflation Reduction Act were among the Trump administration's first targets, and it's had a big impact on PEA's work.
We spent the last 2 years investing a lot of time and effort in pulling down federal funding to Philadelphia. There were a lot of contracts that were in place that won't be honored by the federal government now.
Shapiro told council PEA has been creative about finding new funding through other federal programs, state agencies, and grants, but it needs a big increase in city funds. Mayor Parker has proposed just over $1 million. Shapira says PEA needs $10 million.
Now is really the time that we need the city to provide that certainty so that we can continue to deliver the huge results that we've been delivering for Philadelphia.
Shapira notes that with just $13 million in city funds over the last 9 years, it's generated $1 billion in investments and created 8,300 jobs. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A transgender wellness conference that's usually held every year by a Philly-based LGBTQ nonprofit will not take place this year. KYW's Vic Rakapathy tells us the organization will instead put together a year-round slate of programming.
The Philadelphia Trans Wellness Conference is 21 years old, but Friday the Mazzoni Center announced it will, for the time being, become the Charlene Arcilla Trans Wellness Collective. Named after the conference's founder, it will be a year-round series of events.
We are relying on feedback from the community that's going to help us define exactly what this year looks like.
Mazzoni Center Chief Development Officer David Weisberg says they expect to have a clearer picture in about a month when they've processed surveys sent to community members. Weisberg says the center can't do a series of events and the conference, but Weisberg thinks with the Trump administration only recognizing two genders and dismissing the idea someone can identify as something other than their assigned gender, putting on more frequent programming could be more helpful.
We're hoping to transition into more of a year-round community because we feel that folks need that support this year.
Weisberg says the conference may come back in its typical form someday, and the Mazzoni Center will be taking in feedback about the collective over the course of the year. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.